I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on March 5th, 2020. Debian project leader Sam Hartman has announced in a mailing list post that he won't be standing for re-election in April. In the valedictory post, Hartman explained that while his attempts to bring consensual decision-making to the project have borne some fruit, he's been disappointed by the lack of interest from others in his drive towards conflict de-escalation within the community. Hartman's tenure will probably be best remembered for the public reopening of old wounds, with his attempt to provide certainty on the status of systemd within the project failing to do so, and bringing the issue back to the forefront of the community's mind. While his successor may choose to adopt a completely different approach, it will be interesting to see if they take on board Hartman's criticism of Debian's technical committee, which he chose to single out as being, quote, an inadequate tool, end quote, for decision-making that could lead to community cohesion. A programming bug by Let's Encrypt left system administrators around the world scrambling yesterday, but it turns out they needn't have bothered. The organization revealed the flaw in its code in a forum post over the weekend and announced that it would follow industry practice and quickly revoke the 3 million or so certificates affected, with the call due to start on Wednesday. But while it attempted to contact domain owners by email to inform them of what was happening, the first that many knew about the issue was when it was reported in the mainstream news yesterday. As the day progressed, it became clear that many affected certificates wouldn't be replaced by the deadline, and as a result, Let's Encrypt has decided to shift its position. The organization now says that while it will be revoking the 1.7 million certificates that it's confident were replaced, it won't be taking any immediate action with the remainder. With the tight timescale and news of the issue only surfacing in a forum rather than more publicly on its website homepage or blog, some users have been criticizing what appears to have been a communications failure by Let's Encrypt in its handling of the problem. And finally today, OpenSUSE has announced an upcoming election to backfill a board seat. The news comes just weeks after the last board election for the project, and is needed as a result of resignations from the governing body that followed swiftly afterwards. There'll be more background on this story in today's show notes, and we'll keep you updated with any further developments. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/117.